The University of Detroit Mercy presents another encore presentation of a classic Ask the Professor radio program. Today's show takes us back to October 2008.
The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the radio show where you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed and witless session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Kathy Bush, and today we have the dynamic duo with us. Yes, we've been abandoned here in paradise, but thank God two of the panelists are here to enjoy delicious Canadian butter tarts and licorice all sorts. Indeed. Something to eat after the election. That is a Canadian election. At any rate, let me introduce the panel to you. To my right, from the College of Engineering and Science, in fact, the director of its pre-college engineering programs, it's Dan, the Dapset Man Maggio.
Hi, Kathy.
Hey, and you started off last week, kicked off with the kids?
We did.
How did it work out?
It went great. It was so quiet, I kept saying to my staff, something is wrong. Because
spoken
usually the
almost
first
like a
day
parent.
Is just an absolute zoo.
Zoo.
And there was nothing going on. And I thought, this something's wrong. But enough, there was nothing wrong.
Was it those ether cones that each of them received coming through the security gate or
I don't know
what?
No.
Maybe you just got a little packet of little introverts this time.
Well, I think we did.
Well, good.
So anyway, hopefully things stay the same.
Ah, silence is golden indeed. Now, to the other side of the table, a parent who understands that quiet kid thing, but also the chair of our history department and the keeper of our Black Abolitionist Archives, it's Professor Roy Finkenbein.
Hey, Kathy, I just want to go on record. If we are the dynamic duo, I want to be Batman.
You can be. Would you want to be Robin then?
Sure. Can you see me as Batman?
How about, I think you should be Catwoman.
Catwoman?
You want to be Catwoman?
Yeah, with the attitude.
Oh,
but I'll
she
take
did. She had major attitude.
She did. Especially with, what's her name?
Eartha Kitt.
Eartha Kitt.
Eartha Kitt was good.
She was pretty.
She was great.
She was pretty cool. Michael's mumbling something positive in the back.
Okay.
I can see you and I can't hear you.
That's right. That's why Michael is the voice of God. There we go.
Well, and now that's in print.
Yes, absolutely. Now, this is the show where you can send us questions about Batman. You can send us questions about kids. You can send us questions about anything you want. And if you stump the panel, you win a prize. And if you don't stump the panel, you win a prize. So come on. One of our prizes, they're fantastic. It's one of two T-shirts, either the Ethics Bowl T-shirt or the Tech Day T-shirt. So come on. You might need a T-shirt before it gets too cold out there. So send us some questions, and you can do that in any number of ways.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Tweet to us on Twitter at Ask the Professor or using the hashtag AskTheProfessorUDM or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Or go ahead, use that U.S. Postal Service in the way it should be used. And that would be, hey, I teach early American history this term, haven't done it in a while, and I forgot about the fact that one of the oldest government branches or services is the U.S. Postal Service.
Sure.
So let's give them their props.
And for most of its history, it's subsidized heavily.
Absolutely.
The government subsidized all that postal service.
Yeah, really, you're paying more than that price for stamps. Use that service, and you can send those care of the College of Liberal Arts and Education, University of Detroit Mercy, 4001 West McNichols in Detroit, Michigan, and the postal code is 48221. And we want to thank the Varsity News, which is our student newspaper, which will be shortly going online.
Mm-hmm.
We had Tom Stanton with us. And we really want to thank Alicia Khalil, who put in a nice article about Ask the Professor, in which the headline is Radio Trivia Show Spreads UDM Name.
And it discusses the voice of God. Yes.
Well, and it does. So our props to Michael, who always keeps us there. That's okay, Dan. You can sneeze on air. People do it all the time.
I'm trying to.
No, and there's
not
a great story, actually, in one of the fireside chats at Franklin Roosevelt. It was very warm. It was in the summer. And he stopped during broadcast to ask for a glass of water. And, you know, his staff was horrified of him doing this. Yet he got tons of letters from people saying that it really humanized him. And, I mean, that they really thought, wasn't that wonderful that the president, too, gets a dry
actually
throat?
Drinks water.
And no, I mean, that he, you know, would have a human need, that he wasn't just the perfect performer.
Yeah.
And so then his staff began to wonder whether or not he really needed the water or was just trying to make an impression that way. So if FDR needs a glass of water, you can sneeze anytime you want, Dan.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So we left off last time with a set of questions from Mike Thompson of Milford, Michigan, and these are sports questions, trivia ones, but again, dealing with hockey. Now, I looked these over, and Roy is chuckling, but I've looked them over, and they really are pretty famous, pretty well-known. These are not the obscure, like, who wore number 67 on the Ottawa Senators back in 1912? I mean, I would have just deep 60s questions.
Oh, there was an earlier Ottawa Senators?
Absolutely. Okay. The Sens, absolutely. You know, I mean, it is the federal capital, so there was that. Okay.
Do they actually call the legislature in Ottawa? I mean, is there a Senate?
Yeah, there is. The Senate is the upper house of the Canadian legislature. So there's
Don't have any lords.
No lords. So that's kind of their upper chamber of the assembly. And then the House of Commons,
that's
of course.
Why you teach history of Canada.
That's exactly right. Yes, indeed. I've had a couple students ask me, so what are we going to do next term? I said, I'm still looking at books, which I am. I really want to find another book. They didn't seem to like Canada, A Portrait in Letters. I love reading people's letters. I do. I'm sorry. I think people are much more honest in their letters.
These are from politicians?
These are from everywhere. These are from immigrants back home. These are from merchants. They're from school teachers, from minors. I mean, I think they're marvelous, but students don't seem to have that same interest in letters.
I love being a voyeur on the past.
Yeah, I do. Because I just think that in people's private writing and their diaries, they're much more open and much more honest about what their opinions are. I mean, unless they're Teddy Roosevelt, who seemed like every letter he ever wrote seemed that he thought it was going to be published, and even to his sister.
That legacy thing.
Signed them Theodore Roosevelt. A letter to his sister. Hello? I think they know who their brother is.
Theo.
Yeah, or Thee, they could have done. All right. Again, what's kind of sad about these is that there's no grading scale. So I say,
all right.
Open book, open notes, gentlemen.
We always do 80%.
80%. All right, here we go. What infraction is a hockey referee calling if he clasps his wrists? Okay.
Oh, that's not clipping.
Not clipping. That's football.
I mean, I didn't mean clipping. I meant slashing.
No, slashing is definitely a slashing motion.
Like a slash?
That one is easy.
Holding?
Holding. Absolutely. Okay. There you go.
I didn't mean clipping.
Clipping.
Potty break.
Yeah, really.
Man,
there we go.
I'm going to lose my job on the sports network if they hear this.
Uh-oh. They're going to take you off Sports Center? Oh, no.
Yeah.
Who scored a record 10 hat tricks, which is 3 goals in a single game, in an NHL season?
Recent?
Pretty recent. Think of the great one.
Gretzky.
Wayne Gretzky.
I was going to guess Lemieux.
Well, those are good names of biggies, you know? Yeah. Those are the big names in that way. What coach for St. Louis, Montreal, Buffalo, Pittsburgh, and Detroit has the NHL's highest career
career?
Yes, it is Scotty Bowman. And
who else probably could it be?
Well, you know, I mean, that I've
always... You started naming all those teams. That's what I thought.
I mean, who else could it be but the Scottmeister, indeed. This NHL team plays in an arena called The Pond.
The Ducks.
Yes, it's the Mighty Ducks of Anaheim. Now, we have a mutual friend, Ken Cotter, who's a hockey fanatic.
Oh, yes, Mr. Cotter.
Mr. Cotter, yes.
Welcome.
And he has seen them play, and he said the opening part of the game when the duck descends, and they have these duck call, you know, that they pass out to people.
Aren't they, were they ever like the laughing stock of the NHL for the name that they picked?
I do know that a cousin of mine who is like true blue, especially with the original six, when he saw a game in Anaheim, he said he laughed until he was like doubled over.
Okay.
He said it was like going to an amusement park. Was how he described it. Now,
but that's highly appropriate.
Well, exactly, because isn't it this where Disneyland, right? Isn't it Disneyland
Close,
is California and Disney World is Florida?
Yeah.
Probably.
And I've never been to either.
I have, and I'm not interested in going back. I mean, it's for kids, and not really interested.
Did your kids want to go to Disneyland World?
Disney World. No, they wanted to just go to one.
One, okay.
Yeah, we went when we were in Florida, and the kids were real little.
Right,
we went a couple times, and then we went back once after we moved here to visit people in Florida, and then went to Disney World just for a couple
days.
Was
it close to where you were in Florida?
It was about, nothing is close.
Nothing is close in Florida.
It's about 5 hours away.
Ow.
Florida, to drive from Pensacola to Key West is a 14 to 16 hour drive.
Oh, like Pennsylvania.
Of the way the state's shaped.
Yeah. You're right. Oh, not to do
it's
with
It's closer
kids.
From Pensacola to Chicago than it is from Pensacola to Key West.
Isn't that amazing? You know?
It is.
It really is.
Or boat.
Yeah. Oh, that's, yeah, flying is definitely the way to go.
Or get caught in a hurricane.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, no thanks for that. Who won the only NHL MVP, Most Valuable Player Award, that was not won by Wayne Gretzky in the 1980s?
In the 80s?
In the 80s. And you mentioned it before, Mr. Dan Dan.
It's not Lemieux.
It is Mario Lemieux. Yeah. It is. It's him. Who was the first defenseman to win an NHL point scoring title? Now, this is a guy who played for the Bruins, Boston Bruins.
It's not Bobby.
Yes, it is.
Bobby Orr.
Oh. Yeah, because, you know, that would be a little hard to give his initials just by going B.O. I mean, yes. it would just not be like, you know, I really don't want to do that.
It could be worse, trust me.
Yes, it could be, absolutely. And speaking of Bobby Orr, what city hosts the annual Beanpot Tournament for collegiate hockey powerhouses?
Boston.
Absolutely, yeah.
Beantown.
Yeah, Beantown. But they've got some good teams coming out of Boston.
And speaking of teams that are about ready to bite the dust big time, we're talking Boston.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Remember last week? I was right on at least one when I said
absolutely.
Rays. Team of destiny.
Mm-hmm.
What, for baseball?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Who are they playing?
Well, they're going to end up, they're playing Boston, but they're one game away from going to the series against the Phillies.
So They're in the last game of the championship?
Of the
division.
The league.
Division league, right.
Yeah, the league.
So who are they playing?
They're playing Boston. The Rays. Tampa Bay
Rays.
Oh, I thought you were.
So the Boston's going down. They're
going down big. And they're not losing 5-4.
No. It's like somebody opened a big old can of butt whoop on them, okay? I mean, I'm sorry.
And the Phillies already advanced.
Chowder heads, you know, I'm sorry.
Phillies
you know,
are in.
I could read the paper, but.
I felt bad about that because of Joe. Yeah. Joe Torre. Yeah. I really, really
But I'm
felt
glad
bad.
He got in.
He did.
Postseason.
He got in the postseason, which he can always look at New York and go, nah, 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 nah. But, I mean, I'm not a big Phillies fan, I got to admit. Although they got some long ball hitters that team.
Oh, gosh.
And some big
but
boys.
But then the Rays have Evan Longoria. Not to be confused with
Eva Longoria.
Are they twins?
No, I have no idea if they're related or not. But
Same person?
But those guys are some big boyos, and they can smack a ball like from here to forever. I mean, nice
Ryan
long
Howard
ball.
And, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's beauty to watch when they swing. This is going to be a good series. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Boston, but you guys, you beat the curse. You
kind
reverse
of more
the
working
coist.
Class teams.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I love that. Who became the first father and son to win NHL's Most Valuable Player Award? Now, the younger, the
Paul?
Son. Yeah, it is. It's Bobby and
Brett,
who played here in Detroit.
Late in his career,
but he still played. That's right. Who is the first player to captain two different NHL championship teams? This is a guy who played for a Western Canadian team. Then he went. Moved on to the
for
New York
Vancouver?
Rangers. No,
it's
he's not been
Gretzky, is it?
No, he was Gretzky's. He was the enforcer for anybody who ever tried to touch Gretzky. Double initials, MM.
Mark Messier.
Yeah, big guy. He was their goon. You came near Gretzky, he'd put a stick in your teeth, okay? Or what was left of him. Good player, though.
Bloody chiclets.
Oh, dude. Big boy. He could smack around. What hockey position player is most likely to wear a throat protector?
The goalie.
Yes, and very wisely
like
so.
Like bullets coming at you.
Yeah, oh.
For the same reason, they added that little thing in for the catchers in baseball. Remember the Steve Yeager incident?
Yes.
Broken bat in the throat.
Can you believe that? I can't believe that guy survived it, you know? Jeez Louise.
At that point, they said, oh, we can hang this little thing down. And
yeah, that could protect you, you know? That would be nice. How many NHL franchises were there in California by 1995?
NHL?
Yes, so NHL franchises
I'm guessing,
in California.
LA.
San Jose.
San Jose.
Three.
And we mentioned one before.
The Ducks.
Yeah. There are three.
By 95.
So by 95. I know, like Jim Tubbs, of course, who's been a guest on the show, is from North Carolina. And like he said, he was really, when they opened up the hockey franchise.
They don't have ice there except in drinks?
Well, he said just for the mint juleps, Bush, my man. So.
And your sweet tea.
It's your sweet tea, indeed. Or for Aunt Bee and her sweet tea.
Yes.
But those fans are amazing fans down there in Carolina. The Hurricanes, they're like insane. And you know who owns that team, don't you?
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Detroit's own.
Yeah.
Peter Karamanos. Yeah.
He does?
Mr. CompuWare. Yes,
yes. Why did he open a tea? Is he from Carolina? North Carolina?
Because he couldn't buy the Red Wings. Red Wings,
basically, because you know who's got that all tied up.
Yeah.
Excellent. I'm sorry, but Mr. Illich, I know you've done a lot for this town, but whenever I see you up in that box, all I can think of is Monty Burns from The Simpsons. That's terrible. I know. I'm just like so bad.
It's there really goes bad. Our chance of getting free pizza.
Hey, but we've got some connects with Domino's. Like, yes, indeed. We do. We've got some alums doing that kind of stuff. Tom Van Isley is our connect with Domino's, and he's always hooked up pizza for Career Days, our liberal arts event. Mm. What song did the U.S. hockey team forget the words to while celebrating their win over the Soviets at the 1980s Olympics?
National anthem?
Not the national anthem, but a song that now is sung very often at ball games for the seventh inning stretch.
Take me out to
America the Beautiful, or
So
that kind of started with 9/11.
I think that was really the inception of that. HBO did a documentary. What is it? 42 minutes from Ground Zero about the Yankees getting into the playoffs that year. And they had, of course, who was it? The singing firefighter man, which is terrible. I can't remember his name, but they kind of did that.
Not to sound unpatriotic, but I'd much prefer a drunken Bill Murray at the Chicago Cubs game singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Yeah, yeah. There's just, I don't know. That song is a great song. I mean, as you say, nothing against God Bless America or whatever, but, you know, we are at a ball game. Okay. What NHL team emerges into the ice from a giant jaws of a sea beast at their home games?
Oh, is it the Sharks?
It is. I was just going to say the Sharks. So they skate out of this big, I don't know what it is, paper mache or something.
What is it about California teams and tackiness?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, showmanship. I mean, it's a real showy thing. To me, it's just like, guys, get out and skate around the ice, do your warm up, line up.
I've never seen anything
like
that.
Play the anthem, get back on the,
skate around.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like, you know, the Maple Leafs get out of a big butter tart.
Do they, like, throw sharks under the ice?
You're listening to an encore presentation of a classic Ask the Professor program from October 2008. Matt Mayo and the current panel of professors will return later this summer with more brand new episodes of Ask the Professor. So send your questions today to atp@udmercy.edu.
And we're back with questions from Mike Thompson of Milford, Michigan, and hot off. And a newsflash. I wish we had that music. This is, of course, from our mighty producer and technical director, Michael Jason. It's from the Cleveland Plain Dealer from their sports desk. And it says that Tampa Bay rookie Evan Longoria making name for himself despite references to Desperate Housewife Eva Longoria. This is so funny. Because underneath it, he writes, Evan Longoria can only hope that maybe further along as I get in my career, he states, the more of a name I make for myself, I just might not hear about it anymore. We'll see. Longoria, the rookie sensation for the Tampa Bay Rays, can only hope the questions cease about whether he has any connections to a certain actress who stars in TV show Desperate Housewives. These are the facts, and they're not disputed. Evan Longoria is not related, nor has he ever met her or even watched the show. Hmm. So that settles that. You watched Desperate Housewives.
Now, what about Billy Hatcher?
Yeah, really? Any relation to Terry Hatcher? Get on the line. God, let us know about that.
I'm going to guess no.
No, we're hoping not. Okay. What was Craig McTavish, the last NHL player to play without?
A helmet.
That's exactly right.
Of the McTavishes.
Yeah, but the guy was... No, I mean, talk about a crazy person. I'm sorry.
When did the helmet rule come in?
They put it in the late 70s, and that's what I'm saying. And he went on and played even through most of the 80s without it. Like, crazy, insane crazy. Okay? I mean, how nuts are you? That would be like being a catcher without a mask. And I mean, I know originally these guys did it, but that's why they all ended up with names like Dummy and stuff, because they did so many concussions.
No eyes.
Yeah, really. Yeah, Blinky.
I just remember high school PE when we'd have our unit on boxing.
Oh!
And, you know, you had the option of putting the headgear. I always went for the headgear.
Thank you, which is why you went on in school. And like the people who didn't are somewhere drooling.
Gerald Ford,
you know?
Remember, played with a leather helmet.
Oh, no, that's just crazy. So that was part of your PE that you had to learn to box?
Mm-hmm.
All right, now you went to an all-boys school. Did they make you do that?
I don't even remember PE. It was just bad.
I just remember.
Have you ever watched the movies where, I mean, I'm sure in any teen movie, that everybody's in PE class running around a field and the coach is on a
a cart driving next to him.
Yeah.
That's what happened in my school.
Get out.
The football coach / history teacher / idiot. he was mean.
Oh.
And he would just drive around in the cart. And I hated PE class. We just had to do stupid
We had a great
stuff.
PE teacher, Miss Collins, and she was wonderful. We did archery, which was so great. I love that. You know, played lacrosse.
They pretty much
and
stuck with male
hockey.
Teachers in our sports classes.
I will confess on air, I went zero for whatever in the rope climb.
Oh.
Remember that?
Yes, I do. Yes, hold the rope.
We had a rope climb. We swam. We ran.
Oh, you had a pool. Oh, were you lucky?
We had a pool. And I don't remember what else we did.
We did gymnastics and tumbling. But, I mean, Miss Collins was fantastic. She was really great. And she would she would say, okay, near the end of the year, what things do you want to do? And we've gone through all these. You get to pay. She was great. Mm-hmm. But so, and I don't know. I just thought it was so wonderful to have one class in high school where you just got to run around and scream and make noise.
And they don't, you know, when I was in high school, I don't know with you, but we had like 2 full years of PE.
Yeah,
now they have like one term.
Yeah, they get like a semester. My niece was telling me that. And I was like, you got to be kidding me.
Well, Barack Obama, if elected, can restart the John F. Kennedy physical fitness program.
Yeah, because he looks pretty fit. He looks very fit.
Arnold can help. He's looking like he needs it.
Yeah, just as long as he doesn't make Joe Biden, you know, play full court. I think let Joe go half court if you're going to be doing something. Because Joe, good guy, but... You know, you're getting up.
Although, you know, he's loving being out on the campaign trail. I mean,
the man could talk legs off a donkey. Honest to God,
he's eating
he loves
this up.
To talk, you know? What do hockey wags dub the sin bin at the arena?
Penalty box?
That's right. That's the penalty box.
Oh, I want to go on record that we need to go up and down Livernois and correct spelling. Have you noticed the snack din?
Yeah, I saw that the other day, and I just looked over, and at first I thought, I'm not reading this right.
What's it supposed to be?
Instead of
D-E-N.
Oh, snack den.
Snack din. I know, I saw that, and I thought, wait a minute.
Maybe it's intentional.
Well.
But for what?
Nobody's getting the joke.
Yeah, I didn't get it. I was thinking, like, Gunga din? I mean, what is that? I'm not getting this. What infraction is a hockey referee calling if he waves his hands below his knees? And this is a deadly penalty, something that they should get a penalty for, because you could really hurt somebody doing
tripping?
This. Tripping. Yeah, that is a low, sneaky, gutless thing to do to somebody on ice. I mean, really, really bad.
Is that a 2-minute minor?
I think they should get a major for that, because you are intentionally going out to hurt somebody. You're tripping them up.
That's like throwing at somebody's head in
baseball. Yeah, you don't do that. You know, you shouldn't do that. Who's the only player to average over 2 assists per game in a single NHL season?
Do we pick the usual suspects?
Go ahead.
Let's see. Gretzky?
That's Gretzky. I mean, you know.
And who's next?
Mm-hmm. Lemieux.
Yeah, I was going to say, who would have been next?
Yzerman.
Yeah, really. How many designated face-off spots are there on a hockey rink? This is the last one of the hockey questions.
5.
Not 5.
7?
Not 7.
Not 9.
You're 9, sure.
Are there 9?
Wow. Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yep.
Two, four, six, eight, and then center ice is
your 9th. Wow. Is your 9th one.
I know.
Well, I don't know how to tell you this, but you guys got them all. And I didn't even have to get some big hints, so you are so butch. But we will send a non-winners package, and we thank you for those, and that's really great. Our next set of questions comes to us from Christina Whalen of South Lyon, Michigan.
Ooh, have we heard from her before?
No, this is the first time.
Welcome.
Yes, here's this over the internet.
Is there a registration fee in the envelope?
She said, these are questions about history, trivia, and stuff.
We just have the stuff.
And stuff. You should get at least a C average on this.
Uh-oh.
And so
would that be a 75%?
That would be 70%.
I think we should do 80%.
Or,
we should be nice.
Okay, so we're gonna up the ante on us.
We are,
Miss Christina.
Let's hear a couple questions.
Yeah, I was gonna say really. Who was the chaplain to King Charles? No, just kidding. Okay. Oh, I think you'll be able to get 80% here. What British royal spent over $26,000 on undergarments in the 1980s? British royal. The only one with fashion
Princess
sense.
Princess Diane?
Of course. I was going to say, did you think it was a queen mother?
No.
No, I was just trying to think back of where was she in the 80s. She got married in the mid-80s, didn't she?
Yes, she did get married.
Okay,
yeah.
So she was already there. Right.
Yeah, well, actually, the marriage was when I was still at Bowling Green, because I remember the secretaries in the history department watching it. So that would have been
really
before summer 81.
Okay.
Oh, I had an 83.
Yeah, I know. I thought it was funny. But so they did. They watched it. Oh, that's brilliant.
Yep.
And who'd have thunk it? They kept saying the fairy tale marriage. Hoy vey.
Yeah, well, that's pretty sad what happened.
What first lady became the first wife of a sitting president to appear under subpoena before a grand jury?
Ooh. First what?
Who was the first
lady?
What first lady became the first wife of a sitting president to appear under subpoena before a grand jury?
It wasn't Hillary.
It was Hillary Rodham Clinton.
See, I'm asking this the way my mother used to play Trivial Pursuit.
Oh.
Well, it wasn't.
Oh, and then she...
Then she had plausible deniability.
Smart lady. I think that's pretty cool. What war was Lieutenant Hiro Onoda? And so Hiro is H-I-R-O-O, and Onoda is O-N-O-D-A, ordered by his commanding officer to stop fighting in 1974.
I'm assuming it's the World War II Pacific Theater, the guy in the Philippines. Right?
Yes, it was.
I didn't get the news.
Say that again?
Okay, well, I'll let Roy explain it because...
There were some soldiers that apparently were isolated, separated from their units and didn't get the word that the war had ended. And they're like in remote parts of the Philippines. And
this is the guy
they found as late as the 70s.
Yeah, this is in 74, so he had been there probably for 30 years or at least. I mean, depending on where he, you know, the rest of the group left or surrendered.
I only thought they made like Star Trek episodes out of weird stuff like this.
No, Dan, life is stranger than Star Trek sometimes.
Yes,
and
it
this
is
one of those things. What Beverly Hills 90210 star led the Pledge of Allegiance at the 1992 Republican Convention?
Who cares? Tori Spelling.
No, wasn't the Tormeister.
Who is the brat?
Yeah, and I think she is a brat. Or I think
she was on Charmed.
Yes, that's it. She was on that show as well. She had like darkish hair.
Yeah, she's a little crazy.
Like a bang or something. Longish hair.
I know who you're talking about. Starts with a D.
Yes, the last name starts with a D. First name begins.
Shannon Doherty.
Shannon Doherty. I didn't know she was Republican.
It fits all of my stereotypes.
Okay. Oh, you mean the Beverly Hills 90210 bit?
No, I mean Shannon Doherty.
But... Okay. Well, let me thank our panel, Professor Maggio.
No, thank you.
And Professor Finkenbein.
To the Batcave.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Tweet to us on Twitter @AskTheProfessor or using the hashtag AskTheProfessorUDM or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is transcribed in the facilities of the Communication Studies Department studios here at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced, technically directed, and saved week by week by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. So until next week, I'm your host, Kathy Bush. Go Titan Athletes!
We're back next week with another edition of Ask the Professor, so please plan to join us.